Perakev Ksuot Mishneh. A woman who gets married is required to do certain household jobs. We'll see later that if she has maids, they can help her out. These are the malachas that a woman is required to do for her husband or for the household. In those days, she would actually grind flour, ve'oifa, and bakes, mechabeses, does a laundry, mevashelis, cooks, nikas, v'no, nurses her son, matasos, and mita, sets the bed, oifa, and she also has to do with the wool, work the wool. Yeah. Making garments or whatever is necessary. If she came into the marriage with a shivcha, a maid servant, she could let that servant do the grinding and baking and laundering. If she brought in two, and in Vashela, she doesn't have to cook, let the shivcha cook. And because no, she can have the shivcha and nurse her children. Shalosh, if she has three, and Matazal Amita, she doesn't have to set the bed. She doesn't have to do the wool work. Abba, she has a fourth one. Yeshevet Bekatajo. She could have sit in a special throne and look at the bird fly by, whatever else she's going to do. Even if she has 100 shvachas, she has to do some type of work. Shabbaton Zima, that having too much time in her hands causes a woman to get involved in inappropriate behavior. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, if a madis ishtoim lasis malocha, if he makes the neder that his wife should not do any malocha, the Gemara says that he makes it as a condition that he will not have marital relations with her if she does malocha, lamaita, she will never do malocha. Yosef eating ksuva, he should divorce her and give a ksuva. Shabbaton mivedu de shiyamu. The fact that she is has nothing to do with herself causes the person to be shiyamu. Also means not think properly and to once again bring them to improper behavior. Yeah. Well, that's what we hold. It's not proper for a woman not to have anything to do. Yeah.